Hello, video game fans, and welcome to the Patriot Cast, your place for video games, news, banter, and all of that good stuff. My name is Andrew. As always, I am your host for this week and every week. I am joined today by my duo of faithful co-hosts from New Zealand, Mr. Jordan Wyatt. Mr. Jordan Wyatt, how are you?
Hey, everyone. It's great to be here.
Excellent, excellent. As always, the same. Also, from Hollywood, California, even though it's not, but I'm going to keep saying it, Mr. Javier Bustamante is joining us. Javier, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm here, and I'm scared because I think Jordan's going to open a can of Whoop-Ass today.
Is he? Oh, yes. Yes, he is. See, Javier, fantastic segue there. So let me just tell the listeners what's going on. For the last half hour, me and my faithful co-host have been trying to find some news, any news to talk about, and we realized this week has been the slowest week in news in a long time. You see, I think news, there is like karma news, you know, you can only have so much news. So the last 2 weeks or so, we had like royal wedding, PSN crash, Bin Laden death, you know, all that kind of stuff. Thor came out, you know.
My movie theater just got 3D, and people, the first movie we've ever seen is Thor in 3D. It's like, I can't be, you know. But I hope you guys are reviewed on that movie cast.
Did you see it, Jordan?
No, it looks terrible, especially in 3D.
It's amazing. Yeah, tell Jordan it's an amazing movie.
I can tell Jordan it's an amazing movie, but you know, he's never going to listen, and he is never going to be convinced.
It's about a short, hairy, smelly man wearing the skins of other animals, and he bashes people with a hammer.
Animals? I didn't see no skins of other animals.
He's a tall, blonde, amazing-looking dude that's, you know, it's not wrong to...
He's godly. He doesn't need skin from other animals.
So he's just naked.
He's not naked.
Like Dr. Manhattan.
He's wearing plastic suits.
Yes. Anyway, guys, just a quick heads up. There is going to be no movie Patriot this week. I'm in the middle of like the hardest exams of my life, and I haven't had a chance to see any more movies. And so we might give the movie Patriots a break for a week or so, and then when the actual summer movie season comes out, we're going to do it. You know, Super 8 and Captain America and all that kind of good stuff. But anyway, yes. So as Javier hinted, because there is no news, except like, you know, if you care, Modern Warfare 3 was announced, so we know it's going to come out, as if for a second anyone doubted that the biggest selling game in history was not going to have a sequel. But that's going to come out. We have like apparently a box cover, but anyway, that's not really announced, you know, it's not really newsworthy. Also, just quickly, Metal Gear Solid 3D 3 Snake Eater 3 may come out next year or September of this year. Anywho, so that might happen. As you can see, no real news. Really, no real news. So Jordan suggested that we do a debate, and the debate was going to be about a segment we've had recurring in the last 2 weeks of the show, and that's the what's going to probably become known in history as the infamous PlayStation Network kind of collapse. And Jordan's going to be representing the side of, I don't know, Jordan, what is the side you are representing, really? I mean,
the side of irrational hate, of anger, of exaggeration.
Nice, yep.
Blaming the victim.
Javier is going to be representing the side of reason, consumer, and all that good stuff. So,
consumer interest and all that good stuff.
And, you know, democracy and free trade and
freedom.
The rest of the world, apart from that country of 4 million's opinion.
Freedom of expression.
And that kind of stuff. Quickly, I mean, just to morph it quickly with the movie pictures, because we don't have any. Has anyone seen, speaking of the country of 4 million, has anyone seen the first picture of Ian McKellen as Gandalf with 3D glasses on the set of the Hobbit?
Epic.
Epic stuff.
You'd buy a ticket to watch that, though, right?
Yeah. Just him staring at you for 2.5 hours. Yeah, I'd do
that. He looks like a cross between Gandalf and, what's that blind singer? Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Or Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder, yeah.
Yeah, or Ray Charles.
Looks exactly like he did in The Fellowship of the Ring, which is good, I guess.
Makeup.
You know.
Yeah.
They give him the big nose and everything. I want Christopher Lee back. And I know he's like 90.
He is back,
you know,
I thought.
He's alive.
No, he can hardly walk now. But he's got an amazing voice.
They can CG that.
They can hold him. They can prop him up with some sticks or something.
They should do what they did with see, every time, like, I know the names, but once I started the show, I just started forgetting famous actors' names. Alec Guinness in the original Star Wars movies. You know, when he returned in the fifth and the sixth one, it was they just paid him about like $5 million. To be behind a green screen to talk for 5 minutes, and that's it. You know, they should just do the same with Christopher Lee this time around. Just, you know, have him in his house, just film him and then superimpose it into the Shire or whatever. But anyway, so that's some cool stuff. Listeners, I urge you, you know, to go out and look at that. It's unreal that The Hobbit's going to be coming out. It seemed like it was never going to come out. But anyway, back to the games. So that's going to be the debate. I'm going to try to stay neutral. I'm going to be, you know, refereeing this as I usually do all the other debates. So I mean, do we have any particular way we want to start this? I mean, I'm going to go ding 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 and
oh sure. I guess, we should mention.
I think what I should do is I should take a penny here and I should flip a coin and. I will be completely honest, even though no one can see it.
While we wait for this coin flipping, I wanted to say hi to anyone else listening in from New Zealand, because I posted on some message boards and I said something like, Sony is really the world's most inept company. And I got such feedback as, seriously, you just rant on with opinions with no facts to back them up.
Yep.
So that's fun. It's like, hey, okay, is this guy Javier?
Sounds pretty much like you, Jordan.
Yeah. So, okay. Hey, I didn't know Javier was in New Zealand, but hi anyone else from New Zealand.
Hi anyone else. Okay, seeing that Javier is the voice of reason, Javier, I'm going to let you choose heads or tails. Javier, heads or tails?
Of course I choose tails because I love tail.
All right, excellent. So,
I thought you meant Sonic the Hedgehog.
Let me just flip this stuff. So Javier's choosing tails, and there we go. Okay, yes, it's tails. See, and seriously, wow. I wish you could film it. It was.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so I guess Javier, you get the choice whether you want to open up with the argument or you would like for your opposition to open up with the argument. So what do you choose, sir?
Well, I think I can open up with the argument because... seems that we started this whole discussion when I was posting something on my Facebook page, and then someone who likes to hate things started yelling back at me, and I just pretty much just show a restoration outline saying when you know what Sony was saying about, you know, what's going on. And, what?
Yeah, go on. Oh. Sorry. I'm just trying to look at the chat upside down. I've got the phone, because I'm on my phone, and I'm just... Anyway, go on, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And, Jordan's responses to if I can read a little bit from my Facebook,
Sorry, hold on, guys. This is very unprofessional of me. I haven't actually done the ding, ding, ding. Wait, where is it?
There you go.
Now we can continue. Go on.
Well, because I say that I'm still with PlayStation, even though the PSN is out. A lot of people are selling their consoles and they're like outraged and they want money back. They want, you know, they pretty much want something that they weren't even paying for. And Jordan's response to me saying that I still pull for PlayStation is, oh, come on, we really need a debate episode about this. Mm-hmm. Me versus you. Maybe Andrew moderating and playing host. This is a bloody outrage. So
the hate I'm is like, strong in this one.
I'm like,
good. I'm from like, now on you will be Darth Jordan.
Busternut.
I'm just here thinking, really? I mean, what's the outrage? Why is people supposed to be outraged about something that is pretty much out of anybody's control right now? Nobody could have predicted this happening, and nobody asked for it.
All right, Javier, that's an excellent point and an excellent first question to Jordan. Jordan, what's with the outrage? What is the outrage?
Well, I hope we all enjoyed my esteemed colleague's opinion, and I'm about to prove him wrong on every point. We have to remember that Harvey and Andrew are not like the rest of us. They don't seem to get this online thing, and they seem to prefer playing Lego Star Wars single player, I don't know, tucked beneath the blankets with sort of a candle. You know, what was that movie, The Neverending Story, with the kid reading the book through the storm? Well, that's them playing single player. They got like the candle and the dragon and everything.
All I remember of that movie is the Family Guy parody where Peter Griffin is too fat. Neverending Story. We're going to buddy. Anyway, go on.
That's quite funny, isn't it? That dog dragon thing, it scared the hell out of me, really. Now, the eyes of the wolf in the painting, and it's all like... And the, so that's pretty much their life. They don't get this online thing. Some of us, we often played for an hour or more a night with our real life friends, and we talked on Skype and Tactics and Bad Company too, and we had a great time. And so we could easily be playing for 5 hours a week, quite easily. And this is after the game's quite old now. We've been playing it every week since it came out, and we played Bad Company 1 before that. And so there was at least 4 of us that often got on, plus all our online friends as well. And for us not to have this, it's just awful. My friends are saying that they're just over this whole Sony thing. Some of them have either rented or bought Xbox 360s, and I think all the other ones apart from me have bought the game on Steam, so they play on their computer now. So for Sony, it's really a huge pain in the bum, and they're losing real customers on it.
It's a very hard hit in the nuts. One that's going to affect them for, like, I think the next decade already. So Jordan's point is the fact that let me try to interpret from, like, New Zealand hate to standard English. So I guess the point is the people have paid for the console and therefore for the service that it brings, and Sony owns the consumer, the purchaser, the service, and this is unacceptable. Is that what you're trying to say, Jordan?
More or less, but it needs a bit more hate in there.
Okay, anyway, fair enough. Avia, how do you counter that point?
It's funny because Jordan's rage sounds way different on, you know, talking with him than when he posts online, because he really sounds like he hates more online, but
let me just go on his Facebook and see how much
how much hate.
Yeah, Javier, you talk for a while. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, and let me just say this. I think I'm one of the people that plays for hours on end online. I mean, I've been on sessions of Metal Gear online for about 12 hours a day.
You and 3 other people who go on it.
No, yeah. when it was more popular, and let me, also I made more friends on Metal Gear Online than I have ever done on Call of Duty Black Ops, and you know, I also been playing Call of Duty Black Ops for a long time, and I do sessions of about 4 hours. Also, it's not about not playing online for me. I mean, really, it's most about just for me, it's just the pain of the service being down, and I can't really
do anything,
connect with people. No, I can do a lot of other things. I mean, I can still play games. I can go and rent a game right now and just play for the story and finish it. You know, it'll probably take me, you know, a few days or something like that. And like I told you guys before, I've been playing Lego Star Wars with my wife, and it's been a ton of fun. You know, Lego Star Wars 3, the new one, it's been a ton of fun. I finished the story, and I still keep wanting to do the other side quests and do
do the bounty hunter missions?
No, I have not yet. I'm doing the, you know, I'm replaying the free play part of the game, so I can get all the mini kits and all that stuff. But
did you hop off from your ship and go onto the separatist ship?
I did to the Empire ship or whatever it's called, the separatist. I did all that. I mean, I've been playing quite a lot with my wife, and it's fun. I mean, it's not, you know, like Jordan puts it, stupid. What's stupid about human interaction? I don't understand that. Like, what's stupid about sitting with somebody else right next to you and, you know, have fun, you know, just like sitting down in front of the TV with another human interacting and doing something fun. I don't see anything stupid about that. And even though the PlayStation Network is down, if you have a friend, you can always play. You can always do multiplayer.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm meant to be quite impartial here, but I have to agree with Javier in terms of playing with real people. It's always, always so much more fun playing with someone next to you than playing with just someone on the other side of the world that you're never going to see again. You know, we can be playing like at uni, me and my mate Ant, who's been on the show a few times. We can just be playing any crappy old, you know, Genesis game, whatever, you know, and, you know, on like an emulator because we own the real thing, you know. And it's fun because the game is bad and you can poke fun at it, you know. So I think anything becomes five times more enjoyable when you have someone sitting next to you. And Jordan, I mean, looking at your Facebook, you are very full of hate. for example, if I just scroll through, it's not just hate for the games industry. It's, for example, Jordan Wright yesterday just looked at the American dollar, holding a worthless bit of paper in your hands, "In God We Trust" on the back. I'm so glad I don't live there. Do you want to live in a country that says, "In Buddha we trust, in Allah we trust, in flying spaghetti we trust"? You know?
Don't the people in Tibet trust in Buddha? I would like to live there.
I think they do. Anyway, Jordan, would you like to counter Javier's argument of, real-world interaction?
Yeah, again, we get to this thing. Oh, it's not that bad playing Pinochle War.
Sorry. Eight kilobytes a second is worse than death.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Worse than death. Anyway, yes, go on.
Yeah, so we had Javier and Andrew's opinion that, playing Pinochle War or Rock, Paper, Scissors, that never gets boring, real-world games. I often have sort of LAN parties with my friends, and I often stay over at their house, but, you know, there's only so much that you can put up with if you play hours of the game, of the same game you can play online, in the comfort of your own home, with your own toilet and food and everything, and your own bed to sleep in, and sleeping on the floor with a blanket over you, it kind of loses its appeal, especially when you hear your friends having sex in the next room, and it's like, oh god, why didn't I bring headphones or something?
What kind of friends do you have?
The kind of friends that play games for hours on end, duh. That's a bit too much human interaction, and frankly, I'd rather be here and away from the sounds of people having sex in the next room. But
seriously, I don't know. Whenever I'm around my friends, they don't just leave me and go and have intercourse in the next room.
Oh no, but they leave at like 3. They leave at 3 a.m. after I say at like 1 a.m. Guys, I can't play anymore. I'm tired. I don't want to play at all 3 a.m.
Apparently, they're not tired yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb chicka wow wow. And playing on one television, or we normally have a couple TVs, but you know, I can't compare. How many people do you want to have in your living room compared to 16 aside or 12 aside games? You know, it's not that much fun playing rock, paper, scissors.
Both have trade-offs and conveniences. I think Jordan is just very spoiled with technology and hates human interaction and that kind of
stuff. Spoiled with technology.
I think you are, Jordan. You know, you kind of seem to think that like the technology owns you something. I remember back in the old days in the old country, I'd make my own toys, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I'd make my own lightsabers. I'd carve them out of wood. And all that kind of stuff. I'd run around. I'd
make
my own
machine guns out of metal, but
exactly. What happened to the old days when we used to appreciate the little things we had? Now we get pissed off when network that connects us seven times around the world. You know, within
77 million credit card accounts stolen, and Capcom's losing millions of dollars, and the developers are crapped out.
That's a good point. We started to kind of go off the topic into more of a social discussion. There. Let's go back into this, into the credit card and all that kind of stuff. Jordan, go into that, the big negative outcomes and the consequences that came with.
Well, I'll be quick so Javier can get his say as well. Part of the things of the outrage is that Sony Security is to blame now, which we've found out. It just wasn't up to par. And yeah, and the talk of the developers losing, I'm reading here, Capcom, outage costing us hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And that was on the 9th, and it's the bloody 15th now. So it's basically double whatever it was, you could say. And so this is just one company, and they're losing massive amounts of dollars. And yes, they will get a lot of that back as soon as it's up, you could say. But I guess there will be quite a large number of people who would be put off it. It's like you can see... when a game costs a dollar instead of a dollar 30, and you get the tightwads, Harvey and Andrew, and they'll say, oh, I'd buy it if only it was a dollar. You know, the people that get sort of put off, they're looking for an excuse not to buy it. Then there's sort of money bag spoiled Jordan, apparently.
It's called a mortgage, Jordan. You know, some people have to pay it.
Oh, I don't have a spare dollar this year. You know, I'm out of the budget for 2011. Oh, we can't afford to buy a new cup like Flight of the Conchords, my countrymen. So, you know, some of us have a dollar to spare. You know, apparently our country wasn't hit by the economy or the exams as bad.
The economy didn't find your country. It was just, you know.
Yeah, we'll get in a few years' time when, you know, when the boat gets here.
Exactly. Christopher Columbus is just still there. You know, what the fuck?
Captain Cook down here, dude.
Christopher Columbus?
He's a guy in a Kanye West song, Y'all Just the Pilgrims. Wake up, give me the shit and the urine. But like people having sex in the next room, that's a bit too much information. So yeah, millions of dollars have been lost, credit cards stolen. Oh, Sony, we don't know if they're being used or not, the credit card, because maybe they were encrypted, but we don't know. We can't tell, but the rest of us are so secure. You can trust us. And the identity theft protection software that they're apparently offering Americans, what about New Zealanders? And I know of people who have just... they said, bugger this, and they had their credit cards changed. And so that's a minor fee, but it's a little bit of hassle. And apparently there's talk of maybe Sony reimbursing people. So I'll finally let Javier talk now.
Okay, first of all, there is no... and they pretty much posted it everywhere already. There is no indication that the credit card information has been stolen, even though people have been posting on blogs... What?
Go on.
Okay. Even though people have been posting on their underground blogs saying, you know, oh yeah, we do have all the credit card information. Sony already said there is no reason for us to think that people have that information. They did steal a lot of other information from you, like, you know, from the network or whatever. Their security was bad, but like I said before, they are going to learn, and they are learning from this, so much so that they're taking so long to put the network back online. I mean, it wouldn't be just a thing of just, you know, just like, oh, just let's just throw a couple of firewalls and put the network back up. They're not doing that. They're even moving locations. They're moving to another different place, completely physical different place,
under
to
the
start
sea.
Broadcasting from there.
There's going to be a big Sony submarine now with all the servers.
Maybe.
It's going to be like Red October. Just, Sean Connery is going to be like watching over the submarine. Oh, no hackers are going to get us now. Well, that's a very interesting point you raise, Javier. How much of this was, you know, it's been down now for over 2 weeks, right? And how much of this time has been actually repairing the network, and how much of this has actually been making the network stronger? Do we think a simple repair would have taken a few hours or a few days, or do you think this is all just how brutal and how powerful, I guess, was the attack on Sony? You know, did it literally cripple their network for so long? What do you think?
Well, I think that all we can do right now is take them for their word, and you know, whatever they write on the blog or what comes out in the news. So if they say, you know, there was a breach and we discovered the breach, so we had to take the network down, so, you know, more information wouldn't be compromised. I do believe that, and I don't know how long it takes them. They said it you know, it took them like a few, you know, hours, I guess, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, it's not your fault that somebody entered your house to steal your stuff. Now, what are you doing to make sure that they're not gonna steal, you know, my stuff that you have in your stuff? You understand? Like, I lent you my TV or something like that, and now I'm scared that they're gonna steal my TV that it's at your house. So what are they doing? They're moving house. They're improving their security. They're putting fences around their house. They're putting, rebar or bars in their windows. They're putting a lot of different things to make sure that no one's gonna enter anymore. So that's my whole point. They're even moving a location, I can only take them for their word, but I don't think they're just gonna be throwing shit up the wall and see what sticks. You know, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure that's the R&D team. They're working on that kind of
stuff. I'm pretty sure if they say, you know, we're working around the clock. I mean, it could be, we're working around the clock 8 hours a day. Yeah. They don't say 24 hours a day, you know. They're just saying we're working around the clock. That just means they're doing as much as they can and the time they can, you know, pay their employees and all that stuff. Because this is, if people work overtime, this is going to be even, you know, worse for PlayStation because they're going to have to pay people more.
Before I jump to Jordan, it really, all of this once again just proves what a fascinating and scary time we live in, where one of the biggest companies in the world has to basically move house and, you know, put up all these protections because of a team of just private citizens. You know, people, you know, you don't know their age, you don't know who they are, just people just like me and you. And it really does, I guess.
Just real quick, they're not the only company that has been attacked. There's I think Ubisoft was just attacked, or I don't remember which company, but another company has been attacked last week.
If this could happen to Sony, could this happen to Amazon? Could this happen to Google, Facebook, these kinds of places? Why is it that this happened to Sony? The only two reasons I could figure out is either Sony's protection was weaker than other companies such as Google, Apple, for Facebook, Microsoft, or Sony just angered the wrong people. They just poked them with the stick one too many times. So if the latter is the case, then should we all be scared of these anonymous groups? I'm not just speaking about anonymous, just these hackers groups. That they could literally, I think this could be the new, you know, form of terrorism, really, when you think about it, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, we shouldn't, Al-Qaeda aren't the people that, you know, you have to be scared of in this decade of the 21st century. Last decade, maybe, but this decade, it seems like it was it's hackers. So it's very fascinating. Jordan, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, it's not the guys with the beard and the bomb and everything. It's the genetically engineered 12-year-olds that scare us shitless. And as for Sony working around the clock, well, based on this kind of response, I think they look at the VCR time and it says 12:00 and it's flashing at them. I don't have much hope in Sony's clocks. Are they doing well in the clock market? Because they're kind of losing in everything else.
Clock market. I don't have a Sony. No,
I think they still make this kind of alarm once you wake up.
I don't have my eye on the clock market right now.
My parents have a Sony alarm clock back from like 1993. It's still in their bedroom. It still works. Right. Sony products from the 1980s and the 1990s don't break, I tell you. They really don't break. I can't say the same about now. But anyway, yes, clocks. I don't know.
Sure. Well, okay. Well, I don't think their clock's accurate anyway. Let's put it that way. It's definitely stopped. We've never had an outage like this in history. Can you guys think of anything that's been this ridiculous?
When you say history, I mean, web farms and servers and services from companies like these have only been around for about 15 to 20 years. So
as in our lifetimes.
Yeah, but history is still fresh. I like to consider myself relatively young.
When I look in my browser, I see the history thing, and it's got what I did 5 minutes ago. It's got what I did yesterday, a month ago.
It should be called porn that Jordan looked at in the last 5 minutes. You know, history is generalization. You know, it's easier to write in history than previous events and previous. Anyway.
No other companies ever had this happen, and if it was down for a few hours, you know, it's annoying, but that's okay, it's not Sony's fault. If it's down for a day, a couple days, that's a bit of an outrage, but People just don't have to put up with that kind of crap. Down for a week, that's ridiculous. I don't think Skype's ever been down for a week. It went down for a couple of days about a year ago or something, didn't it? And Apple, they've never gone down. I don't remember iTunes ever going down. Xbox Live, it went down once years ago for a short time compared to this. I don't think any other companies really had this. So it's just something weird. And apparently it's all because of some unpatched flaw on Apache that Sony knew about. And it's their security wasn't up to par, and they know that. And they're talking about now that they're hiring all these new positions. And from the commentary, I'm not into those giant corporations. I've never worked in a giant faceless multinational before. But they're hiring some director of IT or something. And they said that, well, shouldn't they have had this guy before? Yeah, the head of security, they just had one of those, I don't know, non-genetically engineered 12-year-olds in charge of security. And so now they had to get one of the GE 12-year-olds who are running rampant through Sony. So, yeah. It's their fault that they had no security at all, it appears. And they don't seem to know what's going on. And the FBI is involved in all this, but they can't even give us an update time. And, I am hopeful it will be soon, since we hear the developers have got it. But how soon is soon? And I was expecting, okay, a few days after the developers have had it. Who knows? It's just ridiculous.
Do you think we're going to get an official, like, after 9/11, there was an official 9/11 report that was like a, 3,000-page book and people could get it? Do you think we're going to get an official PSN breach report of all the official facts, 9:55, April 29th, server number 25 in the Southern California farm was taken down, suspicious breach, IP address, blah, blah, blah. Do you think, I think all of these things are going to remain internal inside the company, but it would really be interesting to find out how things went down. But it's a very interesting debate as we wrap this up. Before I give both the gentlemen final thoughts, it's a very interesting debate, but all this kind of thing does make me realize in the time we're living at right now, this is a time of, we're all living online, our lives are online, consciously, I think you have to have a very large chunk of your life online right now in order to actually live like other human beings. You have to have credit cards stored in websites and all that kind of stuff. If you want to have work, you've got your personal IDs all over the place. And, we get into Facebook and that kind of stuff where, certain people update every single minute and, stupidest action in their day. Oh, I've just had a poop. Look at that. That kind of stuff. People don't need to know about it, but, it gives anyone opportunities to find out anything about you. And, I think the time we're living in right now is very interesting, very transitional, and at the same time very, dangerous, because now anyone can be attacked and anyone's information can be destroyed. Back in the old days, if you wanted to invade someone, you actually had to have a rocket launcher or a nuclear weapon or a submarine or an airplane. These days, it seems that, you can do the biggest damage to a person by just stealing, hacking into their accounts and all that kind of stuff. So it's, I think that this kind of thing has shown, it's going to be one of those big events in history that leads on to something even bigger. Maybe the courts are going to look at this in the future and, create some internet bill or, some more protection or that kind of stuff. I don't know, maybe they're going to put stricter laws on hacking and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be very interesting to see the repercussions of this. Anyway, Javier, seeing the coin favored you this time around, we're going to do final thoughts now before we wrap the show up. You have the choice of either, do you want to have the final thoughts or would you like to let Jordan have the final thoughts?
Well, I don't want to Jordan not to talk, but I did want it to say something as well.
Okay, yeah, go on. Say something, and then see who you want the final thoughts to go to.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say it's no news that Sony maybe wasn't the PlayStation Network wasn't really the most strong security available, but. Right. I have accounts in other websites and in other places that have not been attacked. And yeah. I understand that Sony angered some people. And, yeah. and this is probably most likely why it happened. But, to me, since nobody, you know, has really taken responsibility for that attack, I think this was, something planned from somebody who was looking for an opportunity. Maybe one person or maybe more than one person. Just mm-hmm. looking for an opportunity to try to attack and steal information. Right. And they saw a perfect opportunity here. And yeah, I have accounts in other places and I would be scared if they steal information from any of these other places that have not been attacked. But yeah. I think Sony, just because they wanted to protect their proprietary software, that's the only reason why they were attacked, and that's one of the main reasons why I don't blame Sony, because you know a lot of people that are into piracy and into jailbreaking and hacking and everything, they just look at Sony like the bad guy because they wanted to protect their stuff, and yeah. I don't see it that way. Even though I like to jailbreak phones and all that stuff, it doesn't mean that I'm into piracy, and I don't endorse piracy by any means. Mm-hmm.
But I think yeah, it's what we discussed a few weeks back, where there was this kind of unwritten law where we're going to break it and you're going to patch it, and we're going to break it and you're going to patch it. But Sony kind yeah. of jumped the gun a bit by actually. I think what Sony started doing was kind of. I think they were in the wrong way. They started saying, you know, we're going to get everyone's IP addresses, anyone who's typed in GeoHot into Google and all that kind of stuff, you know, and. I think some people got very, very pissed then, and I think you know they just poked the bear a bit too many times. Are those your final thoughts, Javier?
Yeah, well, yeah, just to say that, and just to tell people, whenever you open an account online or do anything online with your credit card information,
use
just,
a fake name
and a fake credit card.
just be careful and investigate before you do it, and make sure right. that everything is completely safe. Don't just give your information to anyone.
Like don't do the same mistake as Jordan, and don't sign up to beautifulrussianwives.com. They might take your stuff. That's why Jordan doesn't trust people anymore.
Exactly.
All right, Jordan, give us your final thoughts.
Yeah, Javier and I had this out on Twitter or Facebook or wherever it was, some kind of social networking thing the 12-year-olds all on. And it was basically, oh, you can have a credit card, but just don't give it to anyone. Don't ever use the thing. And I think in 2011, you should be able to trust a company like Sony with a credit card. Personally, I don't really care if someone steals my name. Oh, they know how old I am. They know my name. It's a bit weird if they know where you are, which presumably they will, but, you know, whatever. But the credit card, hitting someone financially, that's just weird. And
Jordan.
Yeah?
Jordan, I'm sorry. Just the reason why you would be scared if someone steals your name, information, address, and all that, it's because they can open credit accounts under your name and ruin your credit. Yeah.
But at least in my country, we can say, wasn't me, like that guy, Shaggy or whatever, wasn't it, the song?
Over here, you can do the same thing, but it still ruins your credit. You have it's a hassle. You have to go through a lot of hoops and do a lot of things just to fix your credit.
I realize, but I'm sure that people have already started accounts for us just once they heard. And here, joining me are my two co-hosts, Javier Bustamante. And people are like, okay, I'm making a credit card in his name. I'll get another mortgage. The car needs to be redone. Yeah. I'm sure people have already done that. I'm not as worried.
After I gave out my email address on the show, I keep on getting spam. I keep on getting like 7 pieces of spam every day. It's like, you have won £75,000. Please give name, sex, and address.
Credit card. Credit card.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's like that Nigerian thing that was going on. Yeah. They ask for all your information.
Oh,
and,
you mean
that's why,
Ubuntu? He's a good guy.
But you know, it's amazing apparently how many old people. Whoops. Drop my knife. How many old people?
That doesn't sound good.
How many old people actually fell for that scheme? And apparently that African king, whoever he is, I think it's Brian Smith from New Jersey in the U.S. from his parents' basement. You know, he probably made a couple of thousand there. So you know, it's
millions
old people. Yeah. Anyway,
so yeah, I just think this is a huge failure. It's never happened to any other company before. We found out that Sony security was lax, and they promised that they're going to do all this identity theft protection stuff, and, oh, we're finally going to lock the door from now on. We've told, you know, Jimmy, who locks up at night, he has to lock the door from now on. You know, it's just crazy. Millions of dollars for the companies. I mean, I don't even know how you could possibly work it out as a consumer, because we don't know how much the companies make off PSN. But I know that a lot of actual friends are just saying, bugger it, I'm not using my PlayStation anymore. They really are switching.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And yeah, I think personally, I don't have that much love for the console games now. I played it for online games. There's no... Maybe I'd put in, I don't know, one of the Metal Gear Solid games every now and then. But for me, to play online, it was the whole reason. And I actually bought an HD screen just to play that game online. Because I do everything else on my computer. I'm never going to watch TV or anything. So I bought a screen just for this game, or, you know, in the future ones. And really, that was the whole point in having a PlayStation. So it has hurt a lot of fans and users. It's hurt the corporations. And it's been a huge black mark on Sony, and I think they're going to find it hard to recover from this, just the stigma of it.
Oh, this has definitely been a big blow for Sony, and they have lost a lot of credibility and future dollars, I guess, as well, pounds, whatever, future investments and income. But I think in a lot of these, you know, we hear all the time here in Britain, I think a few years back there was a big thing where, I think it was it NHS, MI5? It was one of the big public sectors, the employees. They had details of, thousands of people's details in a CD on a train, and they just left it or forgot about it.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of stuff. So I think companies, I think every big major company has, you know, holes in them, you know, where things are going to leak out. And I think it's... A lot of the times, it's all down to fate, luck, whatever it is. You know, who basically screws up first. And I think in this case, Sony screwed up. You know, Sony screwed up in this way. For example, you know, last year, one of Apple's employees got drunk, left the new model in the bar 4 months before the release. You know, Apple screwed up. They screwed up in a different way, but that was a hole. So it's human error, I guess, will always
exist.
Exactly.
That's why you can't trust other people.
Exactly.
You can't
trust
Apple.
I agree with you, Jordan.
Exactly.
That's why you have to let Skynet take over right now.
Yeah. So I think Sony is, you know, of course Sony is to blame, but I think it's a lot of these companies are, a lot of the big companies are just sitting there and going, thank God it wasn't us, because I'm sure these companies have just as big holes where things need to be cleaned up, maybe in the same places, maybe in different places, you know. And I think it's just the roulette of misfortune, and this time it hit Sony, and maybe in a few years' time it's going to hit someone else. But there is no going back from that, for sure. Anywho, I think that's going to wrap up the show. We're keeping it a bit short this time around. I think we've kind of said everything we needed to say, right, guys? Jordan, let's do a quick segment of what we're playing this week. Javier, what are you playing? Lego Star Wars?
Lego Star Wars most of the time. Every once in a while, when I get like a break at work or something like that, I got nothing to do. I'll fire up the NBA Jam on my phone. I finally got it.
Yes.
And I finished the campaign with the Lakers. Now I'm doing with the
doing Lakers as well.
I'm doing
because I'm not in California.
Well, I'm doing the Miami Heat now, so right, it's fun. Right.
Did you get that game because I recommended to you, or I don't remember?
Number one because of that. Number two because somebody told me they were for a short period of time they were selling it for $1. So
you see.
That game is unbelievably good. I thought it was going to be much worse, but it's really fun, and it's really addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Jordan, I'd recommend it for you as well, sir. It's very good. Anyway, you're right. Anyway, Jordan, what are you playing today? Now.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that, you know, people seem to be this kind of flood of a stampede of traffic when people find out that a game's, you know, 5 cents cheaper or something. So that's part of the PSN thing.
Oh, not again.
Yeah. Anything to save 5 cents. Yeah. So I wanted to recommend. I wanted to recommend another game too. It's called Backyard Pilot, and it's a sort of flight simulator game. It's kind of fun. It's one of the biggest selling games. It's making revenue. It's free, but it's one of those games where it's basically impossible to play unless you buy stuff, or it hooks you into it. And so you have to land the plane, you have to pick up passengers and cargo and fly to the next airport. And you do it through tilting, and you have a throttle, and it's quite difficult to fly at first, although there is an auto landing feature because you have to get the speed and the altitude right. And the graphics are pretty simple. It's sort of top down. It's fun to play. It's very simple, but I hope that there's going to be updates which will add more things. It's definitely very simple, but it's a very fun game to play. And I've spent at least $10 on it now, so it's cost me about $10 for this very simple game that started off free. So I recommend it if you've got a spare $10, which I think Harvey and Andrew won't. But for other people who have $10 lying around, it's kind of fun,
Jordan,
although it is free.
Jordan, this year alone, I've spent I'm going to say around about £8,000 in student loans. So I'm going to say to you, no, sir, I will not spend another 10 quid on a game.
No, it's less than 10 quid. It'd be like, I know, 4 quid or something for you with that crazy pound thing of yours. So can't you make it 8,004?
Yeah, that kind of attitude is going to make me be on the street.
Yeah, exactly. Very
soon, so. Selling his body on the street, eh? Okay.
No, I'm going to get so many customers, aren't I? Anyway.
Yeah, and I already have huge debt, so I'm not gonna, you know, go farther on my debt
for $4.
$10 every time you play a game.
New Zealand.
It seems kind
of
crazy.
It's a hell of a lot less than a movie ticket, by the way, guys, and you'll get more than 2 hours entertainment from, a naked man in 3D with a hammer. You know, it's a hell of a lot less than
that. Was a pretty good movie about a pretty good naked man. Anyway.
With a hammer.
Yeah. But again, once again, a movie is a social experience, you see, you know.
And gaming's not.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to ask myself, Andrew, what are you playing? Well, Andrew, I've been playing, seeing that I've completed Lego Star Wars with the child. It was good. We're moving on now to Lego Harry Potter.
I have that one.
Not as good as Lego Star Wars 3. I love Harry Potter. It's kind of like my childhood, just like Star Wars. So those are like two of my favorite franchises. I think Lego Star Wars 3 is a bit more. I mean, you can't beat Jedi, really. You know, magic can't beat Jedi. But it's still a good game. You know, good puzzles, all that kind of stuff. It's good for the kids. So I'm playing that now. Also playing Black Ops. I finally got Black Ops. I'm only about half a year late, but I've got Black Ops. Interesting game once again. I can't go online, so I'm playing it in the story mode. I'm liking the story. That's pretty, I like history. I'm a big Cold War nerd, so it was very interesting to see Castro and Kennedy and the space race from that angle. So I'm into that game right now. I'm starting to play again. I love the GTA games, and a GTA game I never completed, unfortunately, was Vice City. Is probably one of my favorite games ever because of the 80s. I love the 80s, and unfortunately I wasn't born in the 80s, so I couldn't live it. But I love that kind of like Scarface, like 80s, like pop 80s, like Hall & Oates, Michael Jackson, you know, 80s pop, just Miami, you know, US in the 80s, and unfortunately I wasn't able to live in it. And when I first played Vice City, that kind of like, that's my perfect visage of the 80s, and I loved Vice City. It's in my top five games of all times. So Vice City Stories, the PSP, I guess, sequel, prequel, spin-off. I was very excited for that, but I completed Liberty City Stories, but I never completed Vice City Stories. And I've picked it up again, and the game, I love the game. I think the game is great. What isn't great is the console it's on, the PSP. And I want to keep this short because I don't want this to turn into another segment because I really have to go. But, you know, I play a lot of games like at the end of the day, when I'm just about to go to sleep, I play a lot of games in bed. And like the games I play usually on the iPhone and stuff, and even the iPad, it fits my hand perfectly somehow. I'm trying to play the PSP in bed, like laying down on the side. It's impossible. Like it's just, your hands seem a bit too far apart. And the thing is, I had to switch the settings. I went into it and thank God, unlike Peace Walker, you know, the settings actually, because, you know, I just changed the settings where the dude walks around using the D-pad instead of the analog stick, because my thumb is really going to get some kind of a bone fracture there. But the game is great. The console it's on isn't really good, but I'm going to say Vice City Stories, it's in the top five PSP games.
Oh, maybe. PSP games.
PSP games, yeah. Jordan, yeah.
I will buy it.
Well, I hope we can talk about it in the future episode, because, I mean, I'm as big a Grand Theft Auto and Metal Gear Solid fan as anyone can find, and that was the reason for buying a console for me. And yeah, I skipped Liberty City Stories because I knew it was crap. And I
it
mean,
was
the
good.
Graphics,
I liked it. Why didn't you like Liberty City? It was just
the PSP. It killed the thing, I tell you.
It came out in the...
I've kept up with the story of it. I've got all the in-game audio from all the games because I love listening to that on my iPod while I work.
Buy the bloody game, but you have the in-game audio. Come on, sir.
Damn straight.
Come on. At least I have the game.
It costs at least $80 in New Zealand right now. So these guys are too cheap to spend £4 or something.
Why didn't you get the PS2 copy of the game? It came out on PS2.
Oh, yeah, but that's still, re-released, so it's even better than the original, right, when they re-release it. Yeah, right. And it costs about the same as well. So, yeah.
You hated the game because of the PSP.
Oh, it almost killed the franchise, basically. People are like, who the hell wants to play Grand Theft Auto after that? I tell you, the amount of...
You're the biggest exaggerator I've ever seen.
Wait a minute. I almost killed the franchise because it came out on a different console that originally comes out, and it was probably pretty much like a side game. It wasn't really like the part of the main story.
It wasn't a side game. It was a really full out GTA game.
It was terrible.
It was amazing. God. No,
the story doesn't make much sense.
Let me get this right. You haven't actually played the game.
I've beaten Vice City Stories. I haven't played Liberty City Stories.
You haven't played Liberty City Stories.
I have played it. I haven't beaten it.
It's a terrible game, even though you've never touched it. How does that work?
I've played the first one. I haven't beaten it, just because it's so terrible.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It really is.
It lags. It's crap. The graphics are awful. The story is crazy. But let's talk about Vice City Stories in particular.
Well, let me just get a look. Here's what Wikipedia says about Vice City Stories and the reception page. The game received positive reviews with 9 out of 10 from IGN. In the United States, the PlayStation version had sold 1 million copies by February 2007, a year after its release. The PSP version had sold 1.8 million copies. That's almost 2 million copies. That's almost 2 million copies. How does that... does that sound like a franchise killer to you when a game sells 2 million copies?
That's not Tiny Wings success. But 9 out of 10? Jesus. Are these the same companies that gave Peace Walker perfect scores? I mean, what are they smoking?
They're just like the biggest... Let me just have a look at the big review aggregators there. Let's see. Eurogamer, 9 out of 10. G4, 4 out of 5. GameSpot, 9 out of 10. Game Trailers, 9 out of 10. IGN, 9 out of 10. Official PlayStation Magazine UK, 9 out of 10.
Did a guy called Nico Bellic have an M16 up against the heads or something while they published the reviews? Because
as of March 2008, that's 3 years ago, Liberty City Stories, that's not Vice City Stories, Liberty City Stories has sold 8 million copies, according to Take-Two Interactive. That's 3 years ago. I bet by now it sold like 8.2. No,
How many of those people are left in a mental hospital crying themselves to sleep? But I think we could easily make this a half an hour episode.
Only one way that we can settle this argument, and it's I'm gonna go and get this game and see if it's really good or not.
We all know that Andrew bribes Javier to be on his side.
We all know that I'm the voice of
the
reason.
The side of reason. Yeah.
Javier is definitely the voice of reason. Look, it's a casual play. Okay, it's got a fun storyline. It's a mature game. You know, it's good storyline. It's good fun gameplay. I'll tell you the truth. I'm gonna hands down now. I have had with this game. I like this game much more than I like Peace Walker. To be honest with you, it doesn't have the unnecessary. difficult crapness of just doing things. It's just, it's a good game. I love just the drive. In terms of certain elements of the graphics, it's better than Vice City. The cars have more details and then faces of, anyway, but I love Vice City. Any case, Jordan, let's not turn this into an argument because,
we're all amigos here. We all get along and, yeah.
We've got to wrap the show up and, yeah, sure. Radio stations aren't as good as Vice City. I have to admit, radio stations aren't as good, but everything else is good in all
those games. It's just the talkback ones that I enjoy, and the portable games especially, just because, yeah, they are kind of crap. It was nothing but lags and delays and graphical errors for me.
It didn't lag. Look, no, I have to admit, the loading times were longer than Vice City.
Lagged, okay?
Because the PSP is good, but I'm saying Rockstar did an amazing job with the PSP. It's still playable, you know. The only problem I have with the game is it's slightly uncomfortable to play every now and then because of the content. Rockstar, in my book, can do no wrong, and they have done no wrong so far. And I'm looking forward to L.A. Noire coming out this month, and I'm going to be talking a lot about that. Any case,
I tell you, it did nothing but lag.
Let's wrap the show up. You can find Jordan and his hatred on
coexisting with nonhumananimals.co.nz.
And in the last show, you talked about Bin Laden, right?
Yeah.
Why do you talk about Bin Laden on a vegan show?
Because it's about violence and wrapping all the intertwining threads. But just because I like to hate on things, basically.
Yeah. Right. Well, you can find that out there. And I'm gonna list that. Maybe Jordan, maybe you can invite me and Javier onto your show so we can talk about that. Sure. That's gonna be fun. You know, all the big conspiracy theories and that kind of stuff. You know, Megatron, organized 9/11, and all that kind of stuff.
Megatron.
Anyway,
hey guys, have we ever done a Transformers movie cast thing? Because maybe I have to join you for that, just to bash on those two Transformers movies.
To do that. Yeah, we have got to do that. Rise of the Fallen. Those race. Robots.
I'm filled with such hate about them, and you guys probably love them, but Devastator.
I remember going into school the next day after Revenge of the Fallen came out, and it seems like most of the school had seen it. And my friend didn't really like it, two guys were talking there, and they were talking about how amazing it was, and I said to them, my friend didn't really like it, and I'm like, well, your friend's got to be gay then, because Megan Fox.
Oh, home it.
They know Jordan.
Yeah, but I should mention I grew up with Transformers. Some of us were born in the 80s. Javier too, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to mention that Jordan Wyatt does encourage piracy. Jordan's opinions do not reflect that of the Patreon. I recently downloaded the old episodes, which I have on tape, by the way, but
you can buy a DVD of those legally in a box set, you know.
Not in New Zealand, DVD. Apparently, so I'll look for the DVD too. But yeah,
my
iMac doesn't have a VHS slot on the side. But Jetfire, Starscream, all that.
IVHS.
Yeah. I love those characters, and that second movie, it killed them. Jetfire, Starfire, whatever it's called, the Blackbird, the old one. I love that guy. I just watched the actual episode with him, and they killed him in the movie. But so I hope people can look forward to that soon, because we were really meant to be wrapping this up, and I just went off on a tangent like I always do. That's what they pay me for.
Yes, that's what we pay Jordan that extremely high salary for, so you can
do
that stuff. Anyway, yes, so if you can take anything away this week is don't give your credit card information to anyone.
Sony.
Play Vice City Stories no matter what Jordan tells you, because it's amazing. I want to get it for Mac. Apparently the trilogy came out for Mac, but I can't really find it anywhere. Let's wrap the show up. I'd like to thank both Jordan and Javier for participating and debating, and then Jordan for debating with me for the last part of the show.
I just like to fight, let's face it.
That's pretty much it. So you can find Jordan at coexistingwithnonhumananimals.co.nz, right?
Yep.
And you can find Javier, what's your blog?
You can find me at don'thavegame.blogspot.com.
And what are you talking about this week?
I have posted two topics more, since I keep posting just like one a week or something like that. I posted one called Sony's Second Chance, It's just pretty much me giving points why should we give Sony a second chance after screwing up with the PSN. And another one called For Some Free is Crappy, and it talks about why people is complaining about the PSN, you know, owing them something if it was free, and then me describing me as how do I post my replies online and stuff like that. It's kind of fun.
Nice. Well, that's an excellent tie-in to this week's debate. So if you want to find out more on Javier's opinion of the matter, go to his blog there. And if you want to find out, well, if you want to hear more hatred from Jordan about random things like, oh, this money is so bad, it's got words on it.
God.
Or, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Separation of church and state. It's a bloody outrage it is.
Yes, 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 yes. Anywho. So you can find Jordan bitter alone in an island in the middle of nowhere.
But we got the Hobbit, guys, so yeah, have fun with your recessions and exams and the like. I'm just
We've got the Avengers shooting here, so booyah.
Boring. What, you're going to hold four over me?
Only the most anticipated movie ever.
The Hobbit.
Anyway. No, Avengers.
The Hobbit, anyway, you can't compare them. No, Who's the director of this Avengers?
Josh Whedon.
No one ever heard of him. Peter Jackson up in here.
What? Never heard of Josh Whedon.
Yeah, I have heard of him. Just from the Big Bang Theory, mainly.
Don't scare me. Don't scare me.
He's
a nobody. How many Oscars does he have?
He has Emmys.
He's got Emmys,
yeah. Good.
Look, anywho, we're gonna stag these movies up against each other when they come out and see who won in the end based on reviews, box office, and awesomeness. But that's going to be a very long time away. Until then, thank you very much for listening to the Patriot Cast. No, as I said before, no movie Patriots this week, and we will see all of you next time.